Hey there, friend. Welcome to March and welcome to the official start of the Spring Cleaning 101 Challenge. I am so excited to bring this simple spring cleaning method to you, other busy moms out there, and to help you to make what seems like such a daunting, impossible task and something that we do not look forward to doing once or twice a year, to make it feel more manageable for you. So let's dive right into it. We have lots to cover. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to four littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. So as I said in the intro last week, there's going to be a lot of extra things that we cover, both on the email list and in the Facebook community, in order to take things a little bit deeper. A little challenge that you can enter into as well, which is going to be super, super easy to participate in. So make sure that you take advantage of the extra perks and benefits of this Spring Cleaning 101 series by getting on the email list or joining us in the Facebook community or both. You can join us on the email list by going to plan2mom.com/mominsider, M-O-M insider, or visit the links in the show notes below, or go to bit.ly/mommin3community to join the Facebook group in order to partake in the weekly challenge posts that will go along with the mini series in order to get entered into the giveaway at the end. So I'm so excited to be doing this with you, and I hope that you are as excited as I am as well. So as we briefly touched on last week, there are a couple things you need to know about spring cleaning before you can really appreciate this new spring cleaning method that I want to share with you. This is something that I kind of decided that this is how I was going to spring clean moving forwards. I was so tired of feeling like there was that the biggest thing on my to-do list every spring and every fall were all these huge cleaning jobs that I wasn't getting to the rest of the year. And it just felt like something I was procrastinating about, that I was spending the whole rest of my year procrastinating about these extra deep cleaning tasks that I didn't really want to be doing. Of course, we don't love scrubbing window rails. Of course, at least I don't. Maybe you do. And I felt like it was something I just kept procrastinating about. And then when the time came around to do these things, it felt like there was so much pressure. Regardless of how big your house is, it can feel like a lot to try to squeeze all of these things in and to like deep clean every single room of your house in such a short amount of time. Especially when you have little kids in tow and little kids that they are either needing things from you every couple of minutes while you're trying to clean, or they want to help, or they're spilling the bucket of water, or they're taking crayons and coloring on the wall behind you as you are going along the walls, wiping them, right? We have all been there. We understand this extra struggles that can come with trying to deep clean your house while you have little kids in the house with you, or if you're homeschooling and your bigger kids are there with you too, the more bodies in the house, the harder it is to get it done because people need you, right? Your kids need you. And additionally, there's just less time as well. And the more bodies in your home, the more things get dirty again fast, right? So anyways, I felt like spring cleaning started to be something that was causing a lot of stress for me. And I decided I'm done with this. There's already enough stress in my life with the struggles and the overwhelm that can come with having a very busy, big, young household. And I knew that there had to be a better way to stay on top of my cleaning and spring cleaning and deep cleaning tasks without getting stressed out about it and putting so much pressure on myself once or twice a year and then feeling like there was no time in my schedule for anything else in the months of March and April and September and October. This led me to make this decision and to start spring cleaning this way instead. Now, you might be thinking and wondering in your head, maybe in the back recesses of your mind, your inside voice is saying, man, maybe her house is really dirty, which I can assure you it's not, because as you will see, as I tell you what the spring cleaning method is, and then the four reasons why this is actually beneficial, is you will see that it actually helps me to keep my house cleaner overall. So without further ado, let's dive into what you're here for. What is this spring cleaning secret that I have promised you that is going to make it easier for you to spring clean as a busy mom? You may have already guessed it based off of the introduction episode last week and the five reasons I said that you needed to understand first. You may have already guessed it, but the easiest way to spring clean as a busy mom with a busy household, lots going on, that also doesn't like spring cleaning to begin with, doesn't like the thought of spending 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks a year doing that. The best way to do it instead is this. You are going to spring clean year round. Now, hear me out. It's not as terrible as it sounds. It actually is one of the most freeing things I have decided to do with my cleaning schedule, and I love it. So the premise of it is this, is that because you are spring cleaning year round, you have control over how often you're spring cleaning each specific room in your home and how much time it takes. Like you are just taking control of the whole entire situation and deciding how it goes out. How I do it is I clean, and we'll talk about this more next week. We'll dig into it step by step by step with you. I clean based off of a monthly basis, a specific thing in my home that needs to be deep cleaned once or twice a year. I also help you dive into how to figure that out as well. But every single month, I am cleaning something different on a deep level to make sure that I am still deep cleaning each area of my home, still as often as I would when I'm spring cleaning and fall cleaning, but in a way more relaxed, manageable way. The easiest way to spring clean as a busy mom is deep cleaning something in your home month by month on a year-round basis. Now, because you might be kind of still in the questioning phase of like, does this really work? Is this really for me? What would this even look like? I'm just overall not convinced. So I am going to share with you four reasons why this is actually beneficial, why this has helped me, and why I am hoping that this will feel exciting and take the pressure off and just feel like a breath of fresh air of relief for you as well. So we have four reasons here why spring cleaning year-round rather than once or twice a year being so into it and going so hard at it for 4 to 6 weeks once or twice a year, why we are going to ditch that and take more of a calculated and scheduled approach to it. Because of course, we're talking about how to be more organized moms, and overall, this will help us in that area as well. So reason number one is this is actually going to help you to do a better job of your spring cleaning because you're not going to be rushed. You have more time to clean each room, so therefore, you aren't going to be rushing the process. This is also going to allow you to enjoy it more, so you're not going to feel burnt out by week three because you still have half a house to clean and you've been cleaning 4 hours a day while tending to your kids or while homeschooling or while working. You're not going to feel that burnout. at least I was feeling burnt out trying to spring clean the traditional way. As I had more and more kids, it just was not working. Reason number two why we are going to spring clean year-round is because it is going to actually allow you to not get behind on your other normal weekly cleaning jobs that still have to get done, whether you're spring cleaning your home or not. The laundry, unfortunately, that's not a spring cleaning task. Your laundry has to get done every day or every week regardless, no matter how long you're spring cleaning for. By spreading your spring cleaning out over the course of the entire year, you're actually going to have more time and feel less stressed about keeping up on those other recurring cleaning tasks. You've heard me talk about recurring cleaning tasks before, and this is just another example of how that helps us manage that. Reason number three why we are going to spring clean year-round is because it's going to help you to have a more rounded schedule overall. And it's going to be more flexible, again, because you have more time. So there's a lot of different sides to this. You have more time because you're not squeezing it into a 4 to 6 week period once or twice a year. So you have more time to complete each cleaning task itself. But then overall, you also are going to have a more rounded daily schedule because you aren't going to have to dedicate, I don't even know, it could be anywhere from 2 to 4 hours a day of deep cleaning if you are really trying to get through your entire house of deep cleaning tasks in this spring cleaning period. So this allows you to have a more rounded daily schedule as well, because I don't know about you, but I don't have time to spend 3 hours a day deep cleaning in order to deep clean my entire kitchen in 1 week so that I can move on to my bathrooms the next week. I'm sorry, I don't have time to clean my entire kitchen top to bottom, scrub it well in 1 week, because my kids typically need something from me every 15 to 30 minutes. And that's just the reality of little kids. And that's okay. That's not their fault. Not blaming them. And I'm totally okay with it. It's just the fact of the realities of being a busy mom when you have a lot of kids at home with you, innocently interrupting when you are trying to get these cleaning tasks done. So for me personally, I have a much easier time getting one task done in a half an hour span before they ask for their next snack, and then being able to have that sigh of relief knowing, yeah, okay, good, I got that done. That is part of my deep cleaning list that I'm trying to work through, but I got it done. Now the rest of the day, it's up to whatever else is on my schedule, because there's other things on my schedule other than just cleaning. So I hope that that all makes sense there. And once again, let's dive into this even deeper and even more on the email list and in the Facebook group to take this another step further. And I would love to chat about it with you in there. And reason number four why we are going to spring clean year-round is because it is going to help you build a habit of cleaning, because this cleaning is going to be it's going to turn into a thing that you're doing consistently and consistently working on, which is the realities of cleaning your home when you have a busy household. Anyways, it's building a habit of thinking about your cleaning more through the lens of breaking things down into small, manageable tasks and then making it your goal to get even one small task done a day. And then overall, it's going to result in a cleaner home, because instead of frantically cleaning your home top to bottom twice a year, you're actually taking daily action towards staying on top of the messes in your home. You're taking daily action towards that, and you are actually going to end up with a cleaner home overall, because we are building consistency, building a habit, and making our schedules around cleaning more manageable and enjoyable and attainable for us in this busy phase of life. And then, I don't know about you, but typically I never ended up actually getting it all done anyways in that 6 weeks, which is almost more frustrating than not starting at all, is when you try so hard for 6 weeks and then you still don't get it done. For me, that was really frustrating. So that is why I made the decision to start spring cleaning this way instead. And I hope that you can see that as well, that it could be beneficial for you. Again, this is going to be a month-long series about spring cleaning and all the ways that this pertains to us as busy moms who are desiring to have a more peaceful, happy, organized life and home overall. I am going to be diving deeper into these things according to each week's episode in the Facebook group and on the email list. So make sure you join me there in order to participate, and you are able to get entered into the giveaway at the end of this all very easily. It'll be very easy to participate. So make sure you take me up on that, and I cannot wait to see you on the inside of the email list or the Facebook group and to see you here again next week to keep talking about Spring Cleaning 101. Thank you so much for being here and have an amazing week. Hey mama, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.